This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Two or three or four, depending on your preference and the availability your ears and brain have to engage with our conversations here on the DJV program. D, Doug, J, Jennifer, V, Victoria. There's a C in there for Kara Schillen, who is at the controls in our studio in Washington for this Wednesday, the 4th of December. It seems that the list of candidates on the Democratic side is growing smaller and smaller. And gee whiz, what a shame Kamala Harris has dropped out, Jennifer. I'm so sad, broken up about it, because she was such a fabulous candidate.
Well, actually, she was. And unfortunately,
I don't think she was at all. I thought she was a horror show. She's
well, I think that she checked, a lot of boxes.
Yeah,
for...
Not my favorite, but I agree with Jen.
For the Democrat Party. I mean, look, they wanted someone young. They wanted a woman. They loved someone of color. She had all of those things going for her. She was a strong woman. And so for the DNC, this was really Kamala Harris's race to lose, I believe. I mean, at the beginning, she seemed to me what should be the clear front runner, but
yep.
She had a likability issue.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of things went wrong for her. One, I think, and this is a problem that I think is more unique to women than men, and that is the idea of likability or the it factor that you need to win an office, and I don't think that she had that. And is it fair that it's harder for women to have that factor? No, but it is true, and we should talk about it, because I think it's the only way we get past it if we don't talk about that. That's number one. Number two, she, I think, got torn apart by Tulsi Gabbard. She was tripping all over herself to explain her past behavior as a prosecutor, and in today's Democratic Party, I don't know that bodes well for you. It used to be that we would celebrate that kind of thing, and now people have to
celebrate what kind of thing? What are we
celebrating? Being a prosecutor, being someone who upholds the law. I don't think that that happens very much anymore.
Jennifer, hold on just a sec.
But Jen's right, because Chris Christie, who ran from, who was the governor of New Jersey, who ran, former prosecutor who put Jared Kushner's father in jail, which is why he's no longer with the Trump administration, he was lauded across the country. And so was Rudy Giuliani, also former prosecutor. Jen's 100% on the nose with this one.
Okay, so can I talk now?
I'm not allowed to talk, sure.
No, I started to say, but then, and then you interrupted me. And what I was trying to get, and it becomes sensitive because it does sound like the guys are beating up on the girls in this circumstance and others. And I don't disagree that that has been the case and is the case. I think there's great prejudice aimed at women who are, whether it be, and I'm, if there's anybody who's a champion for equality, it's me over the years. I've talked about this ad nauseum for 30, 40 years on the air. The essence of what happens to women and their identity when they go either in business or in politics, wherever it might be, to strike out and be considered equally with men. I think that we have an atrocious record when it comes to that. And then maybe you're addressing the Kamala Harris issue specifically by saying the likability factor wasn't there. Maybe that's where I am, and maybe haven't expressed it as well as I might have. I think that she was one of the best examples of me politics that there has been, and I've watched her since she came up the ranks in California. And Jennifer, you've heard me say this many times about her and what she did in California. Is it because she was a woman that she was more scrutinized? No, I don't think it. From me,
that's not what I'm saying. Actually,
well,
look, I'm not.
What
I don't
I'm saying
with
is that
you.
She didn't have what it takes and hasn't had what it takes. Whatever she's done has been in her own self-interest and not in the interest of the public.
I think maybe what Jen's saying, and maybe I'm putting words into your mouth, but I feel that men don't necessarily get that same criticism or as
maybe
much
not.
Criticism, so
yeah,
they might not be credible either, or they might have had a past doing bad things as a prosecutor, but they don't necessarily get those same questions.
And I said it, maybe you're conflating
Tom Cruise.
Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz
he didn't have
was
it
a
either.
Very unlikable, very right. unlikable guy.
Well, my point is this. My point is not about credentials, because anybody can run for office. Believe me, we've seen it. And right. so I think you're trying to say, well, she wasn't, you know, it's all about her. Okay, yeah, that's all of that's true. My point that I'm trying to make here is that this was Kamala Harris's race to lose, in my opinion, because for the DNC, they were the most fired up and excited about Kamala Harris. They yeah. were excited because she checked a lot of boxes for them. Is that the way politics should work? No. Is no. that the way politics does work? Yes.
yes.
And so that's just setting the stage number one. So what went wrong with her campaign? One, she was just unlikable and people couldn't relate to her. And my point there, my little downshoot from that is, unfortunately, I think it is hard, and it has nothing to do with equality, really. It's true on the radio. It's true on television. It's true in politics. It is harder for women to establish that it factor, that likability,
agreed.
Because of the
yeah.
quality of our voice. I think that's yeah. one of the reasons people don't like Senator Elizabeth Warren. Not about what she's saying, although I think she's a whack job most of the time, but how she says it. And I think that it scratches people the wrong way, well, like a
is
record.
That appropriate,
is that our
though?
Fault?
No.
No.
Is it
but
appropriate
it is,
to judge somebody said, by the way they sound and present themselves?
The reason that I said that it's too bad that this is a woman's issue, but the only way we can combat it is by talking about it, is because of it. Hmm. Do I think it's fair? Do I like Kamala Harris? Am I trying to defend her in any way? No. But I do think for women in any kind of professional life, there is a little extra step, and there's
yes.
a fine line between
yep.
denying our femininity and embracing it too much. And so mm-hmm. it just is what it is, and it's going to be that way for everybody. And I think, actually, not to give us, you know, too much props, but I think Victoria Kara and I actually embrace our femininity. We are who we are. And I don't think we rub people the wrong ways like some people do. I could be all wrong, but I think we're really good examples of that fine line where women kind of get it right.
It depends on where you're coming from. There would be some people who would say you rub them the wrong way because you're too conservative, or Victoria rubs them the wrong way because they don't like liberal women, whatever all that stuff is.
But I don't even think it matters what people stand for so much as that factor, that it factor that matters in public life.
Does it matter to both men and women, or does it only matter to men?
No, I think it
matters to women, too,
I think.
So do you think women are turned off by the way Kamala Harris came across, or by the way...
I did not like her because I thought she tried way too hard to be cool. That's what I kind of just didn't like about her. And even when... And I was telling Kara and Jen yesterday that SNL just did the funniest skit probably in the history of the show, and they just skewered everyone on the Democratic debate, and it's hilarious. And everyone should see it, because it's probably the one thing Trump would say he likes about SNL, because he would agree with it. But Maya Rudolph plays Kamala Harris, and she's the whole skit. She's trying to create a meme, and she's trying to be cool with the kids, and like, it's just obvious. It wasn't just me who thought that about her. Clearly, everyone got that impression from her
that
she was trying way too hard.
Every debate that I saw, you know, the first one, she kind of had a couple zingers, and everyone was kind of like, oh, she like, you know, came for people and had some really good one-liners. But then she had those every single time, and
it
started
so
to feel a bit like, yeah, like she was planning them out every time and just looking for an opportunity to use them instead of actually listening to people
mm-hmm.
and coming up with responses on the spot. That was one of the biggest issues that I saw, and we talked about that with Tulsi Gabbard kind of going after her, is that she had no response when it actually came to the live time to, you know, think of something on your feet. And I think that's a major issue if you're going to be president, is to not be able to think on your feet and come up with a response immediately.
Yeah. Bad management and Tulsi Gabbard took down Kamala Harris because she wasn't prepared. The reason she's not running and in the race today is because she was laughing about smoking pot, but she was a prosecutor who put pot smokers away. And Tulsi Gabbard pointed it out, and that was it.
Yeah.
And she was done.
Okay, let me ask
she also
you
got
more.
Really cocky, and I think people saw that, too.
Yeah.
So, but she's always been cocky. That's been one of her problems. She thought she had the it factor. So let me ask you this, and let me apply it to, let's say, Melania Trump or to Ivanka Trump, or to any of the first ladies who have been around in the past 20 years or whatever, because I think that's how long it's been that it mattered to people. When Mamie Eisenhower was the first lady, nobody even knew who she was. Pat Nixon, she was a wallflower. But now with more of this equality factor here, and maybe it started with the Clintons. I don't. Yeah, maybe he did to a point. But do we look at the, think of the things that have been said over the years about Hillary because she's a woman. Yeah, she's too tough.
Horrible things have been said.
Right. Yeah.
And I have to tell you, you said, is this true? Do men and women judge like this? I absolutely judge Hillary Clinton, and I judge her because she has for so long talked about being a strong woman and the way she handled issues that were very publicly made in her marriage. That, to me, is not the example of how a woman lives, and so, or how a strong woman would actually live their life. And so... that's what I really take issue with, is I feel like she's very hypocritical in that department. I think she does what she needs to do to survive.
Does that define politics?
And it's unfair because I wouldn't judge Bill Clinton the same way. And that's what I'm getting at.
Right. Well, so maybe that's the thing. We tend to judge women differently than we judge men, maybe. Is that...
Well, and I think Jen's saying that because
Michelle Obama, how do we judge her? What's her? What do we think of Michelle Obama?
I think she has the it factor. I don't. And see, this is the thing. I don't like Michelle Obama all that much. I don't like what she stands for all that much. But I think she has the it factor. And you asked about Melania and Ivanka. I don't know if they try to have the it factor. They don't really seek the spotlight all that much. And so, in that respect of our first ladies, I would think Michelle Obama probably has it more than any of the other ones of our recent history.
Also a little different, the judging of first ladies, because I think the expectation is, I mean, their job is the wife in the White House, so I think they're expected to be more feminine. And maybe that's why Hillary Clinton gets some crap, because she's not as feminine and she wears pantsuits. But I don't know. I think with Melania and Michelle, and people don't judge them as harshly because all of the things they're taking on are education and exercise and bullying. They're not taking on something that's typically seen as a man's job, and I think that's why it's harder to run for president.
Laura Bush did literacy
as a woman, because whatever, historically being the president has been a man's thing forever, and so for a woman to try and get into there is I think people have trouble visualizing it, unfortunately.
It's so crazy when you look at so many other what we would call developed countries, you know, countries that are sort of on par with us, Germany, Ireland, you know, lots of countries, England even, and they've all had female leaders, and it's not even a big deal, and no one even thinks
about
it. Not
to have been a big deal.
Yes. I don't think it would be a big deal. Here's, you know, what's so funny is I don't think it'd be a big deal now. I don't think these people are losing because they're women. I just think it is harder to have that it factor when you're running against some men who do.
Well,
and
that's why I brought up what I did about Cruz. Cruz, for me, was a loser from the very beginning because he didn't have it. Trump. Right.
Trump had the it factor over Hillary.
He doesn't have it anymore. I don't think
Obama had it over everybody. Yeah.
So
Bush had it over Gore.
Mm-hmm.
That's not hard.
Yeah. All right. it's good stimulating stuff. Speaking about stimulating, power swabs. And the idea that you can have results in 5 minutes to whiten your teeth, an average of 6 shades in a week's period, what a concept. It is a fabulous product. The specialty of the house, if you will, is that you don't have to go to the dentist to get the guaranteed results. 30-day money-back guarantee on power swabs. It's the most effective way in reducing and almost eliminating the sensitivity during the bleaching process. It is a bleaching process in a manner of speaking, but the bleach that's being used is all natural. It's a tooth detergent and a whitening agent. Putting it in perspective, the things that you use, those trays, the whitening strips, the things that you get, the toothpaste that are all filled with those plastic things that really are horrible on your teeth. What do they call those things? I never remember, Victoria. The plastic little things that are in toothpaste.
Microbeads?
Oh, microbeads.
Microbeads, that's it, right. Yeah. You don't want to put that into your mouth or into your body. All you have to do with power swabs is snap the tube, swab your teeth, and start smiling. It's a fabulous product. Get it now by calling 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code. Get it for half the retail price. That's 800-208-1797. Actually, it's better than half price. Check the details. 800-208-1797. Power swabs.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Sounds like Paul Simon to me, certainly. Some new holiday classics. And the focus on Christmas music very much in the forefront of what we're listening to a lot on the radio or wherever else it is that you listen to your streaming services. So the end of the year, actually the end of the decade, Rolling Stone magazine. What's that?
I keep forgetting that it's the end of the, decade. I keep hearing people talk about that online. I'm like, that's right. It's a decade. Oh, my gosh.
You know, it seems even more strange when you think about it that way. It seems like yesterday when we had the change over, the flip over to the millennium, the new millennium, and what was going to happen was everything was going to stop at midnight when the year 2000 started.
Y2K,
yeah. Nothing happened. Anyway, Rolling Stone magazine has put out a list of the best holiday songs that have been released during the last decade. So we have the top 9. Why didn't they give us 10?
Because there's some other rap songs in there that none of us would like. So I did some editing.
I see. Okay. So here are the highlights on the list, starting with Paul Simon, just heard Getting Ready for Christmas. That came out in 2011. Here's Kelly Clarkson with something that she did in 2013 called Underneath the Tree. This is quite a good song. Did she perform this the other night? Country Music Christmas?
No? Oh, on the CMA Christmas, she might have. I know on The Voice, she and John Legend did their version of Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Yeah, right. Okay. Also on this list, Ariana Grande's December. She came up with that in 2015. Everything she does to me sounds the same, so I'm not a good judge of this.
You know, she has some Christmas songs that I actually really like, but this album that came out, I think, in 2015,
Did she do a whole Christmas album?
Yeah, which I had no idea about until two weeks ago, and the album came out years ago, and I saw some article about it that was like the Christmas album that no one knows about, so I don't know.
Number 4 on this list by a group called The Killers, it's called Dirt Sledding. I don't know this at all. Do you?
Give me a minute to find.
Yeah, we're on John Legend now. We skip ahead.
Oh, we skip ahead.
Going back to the Killers, though, this song I've never heard of, and I'm not really a big fan of the Killers.
Dirt Sledding.
But it's a really fun song. I tried to add this to my playlist, and I can't really find it anywhere on Tidal.
So,
but
what are we
I
doing
add
here,
it.
Karen? We're just there. We go.
Does it get more upbeat than this?
Yes. Yeah, I would say fast forward. Fast forward.
Okay.
See?
Sounds like somebody else. Alright. Next on the list, Casey Musgraves and Willie Nelson. Willie, Nice Christmas.
This is so cute.
2016.
I love that.
See, I don't think some of these I'd like to hear more of, frankly, and that is in the playlist of the stations that are playing this stuff. Number six on the list is Candy Cane Lane from 2017 by Sia. Legend, you were playing By Christmas Eve, which came out last year. Kara there for a bit.
There's an ocean, a river that's frozen. I follow the stars just to find where you are. You can count on me.
It's like his wholesome.
Make
voice.
A wish, close your eyes.
Number eight on the list, Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings doing 8 Days of Hanukkah from last year.
Let's leave them.
Not many Hanukkah songs out there.
Nope. Jonas Brothers had a song this year, Like It's Christmas. You like this one?
I haven't actually heard this one yet.
This one's really cute, actually.
Central Park is covered in white. This could be.
All right, so there they are, an overview of some of the newer Christmas songs from the past decade, here courtesy of all of us here on the DJB Show, 29 after the hour.
How to meditate in 60 seconds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Meditation is like exercise for your brain. It's extremely healthy for you. I only have 60 seconds to tell you how to do it right now, and I've already used some of those seconds up. So here are 5 quick tips. 1. Find a quiet place if you can. 2. Sit upright, because meditation is different than lounging. 3. Close your eyes so you minimize distractions. 4. Sit still, because it's said that a quiet body can produce a quiet mind. 5. Focus on taking slow, controlled breaths. Do not get upset with yourself if you have thoughts. Instead, just observe those thoughts with compassion. The real goal of meditation is to be present, so do your best to be present. Oh, and start with doing this for 2 minutes a day. When you feel comfortable with that, meditate longer. For more in-depth information on meditation, visit Dr.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The impeachment inquiry of President Trump moves to a new level today as a second U.S. House committee will be holding a hearing. Republican leaders are slamming the entire process. Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney, who is the House Republican Conference Chair, is arguing that Democrats have failed to present evidence that is clear, compelling, and bipartisan. Meanwhile, in London, while at the NATO summit hours ago, President Trump said,
I think it's a bad thing for our country. Impeachment wasn't supposed to be used that way. All you have to do is read the transcripts. You'll see there was absolutely nothing done wrong.
California Senator Kamala Harris pulling out of the race for the Democratic presidential nomination, saying in a video announcement yesterday,
and as the campaign has gone on, it has become harder and harder to raise the money we need to compete.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
an official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits.
Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee. At GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Four at the hour now on the DJV program. We're focused on today, which is Wednesday, the 4th of December. A lot of things going on today. Shopping, and more shopping. I see all kinds of reviews of various things and extensions. Yes, it's, what is it, Black Friday continues till Thursday.
Cyber Monday, a lot
Monday
of
becomes
spending.
Tuesday. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wednesday. Save, spend. Okay, so if we are going to if we're going to stay consistent to what we have been, a lot of Chinese stuff has been sold, Christmas time, a lot of gadgets, that sort of thing. So how much more are we going to have to pay for this, Victoria? Things are going up again, right?
Well, in France, some things might go up, and so France says that they're ready to retaliate against us, and their finance minister did a radio interview saying that Washington is no longer a worthy ally, and that trade tensions between the two, between our country and France, has and basically we've announced potential tariffs on $2.4 billion worth of French goods. Now, here's bad news for the holidays. It includes champagne, cheese, handbags, porcelain tiles, things like that, which is actually actually really popular in new construction. If you watch any of like the home flipping shows, marble is out and porcelain is in because it looks like marble. But so those are all the things that come from France. And one point of contention is France's new digital service tax. That's it's a 3% tax on revenues rather than income. And it targets tech firms that make over $850 million, and it generates at least $27 million for France. And it ensures that firms pay taxes based on digital activity and not the location of the company's headquarters.
And
that's really interesting. Yeah.
These taxes that you're talking about on cheese and on tile and all that stuff, they're coming as a retaliation against France because France actually decided to start charging our corporations. And Trump was pretty funny at NATO. He goes, no other countries, he goes, no one's going to charge our big corporations but us. So it just didn't seem fair that France could come in and charge revenues on American companies.
Yeah.
That's
but
not
it's
fair.
Part of this goes back to the original Airbus question and all of this stuff. The trickle-down effect of these trade tariffs with the Europeans is directly related to our charge, which was we were proven right on, that these four countries, France, Germany, Spain, and England, that own Airbus, have given them subsidies that allow them to sell planes at a much cheaper rate than does Boeing. And we called them on it, and they were found to have done exactly what we charged them with. So now, to sort of get back to them, they aren't changing their evil ways. So instead of, you know, doing in like or kind trade, we're going after things that Americans like. Excuse me. And so whether this gets to the bottom line of us not being good trading partners, I thought that the president of France, Mr. Macron, and Trump were buddies. Yes, no?
Oh, guess not anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You should have seen that press conference yesterday, because Macron's been calling NATO brain dead, and so Trump called him out on it and said, do you really think that was appropriate? That was kind of a nasty thing to say about NATO. And the truth is that France is having to put up, look, whether you agree with Trump or not, we've been taken for a ride for a long time.
Absolutely. This is one of the things
countries.
He's done that was appropriate. We've always given in and given over for no good reason, frankly.
And so now people go and say, well, he's ruining our foreign policy. Well, no, he's saying no more. The buck stops here. Stop with the taking advantage of America routine. And so now people don't like it. And Macron was one of them. He was really ticked off at that press conference yesterday. The two of them, I mean, the body language was ridiculous. I'm sure it'll be an SNL sketch. It was crazy.
All right, so let's go one step further with this, because the president now says he's in no hurry to resolve the trade war with China. And there was, I think, either yesterday
or the day before.
They're ticked
about the Hong Kong thing.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. However
because
it comes
President
down,
Trump signed that
he's
going
to lose rural America.
I understand,
every day,
but what's
it's
right
getting
to do
worse
here.
And worse and worse in terms of the family farmer, what's going on the farm. What's in the
you
business?
You either have to do what's politically advantageous for you, or you have to do what's right for the country. And I think he's
ruining family farms is not right for the country.
Well, here's the thing. The only problem.
I
know, and I agree with Jen. Sometimes you have to do what's unpopular, and I understand that you have to take a hard stance. And I think everyone can, wherever you are politically, I think everyone can agree that China is. I have nothing nice to say about China.
Right, no.
But the one thing that kind of bugged me, though, in London, President Trump actually said that the U.S., and he said, quote, is doing very well right now because he provided $28 billion in subsidies to U.S. farmers. So he was basically saying, we don't need you because we took care of our own farmers.
No.
And we know, as we talk about a lot, he's taking care of the big agribusinesses.
He probably doesn't even know that.
And I agree with you. I don't
think
he even knows that.
Right about that. I think Sonny Perdue has done this on his own. I believe you, both of you are right. I don't think Trump has a clue because he's not interested in agriculture. He's a New York hamburger eater. He's the last person he appointed was Sonny Perdue, and he didn't even know who Sonny Perdue was. That was a Pence find. And so the whole disrespect for our food system, the farmers, it is taking place now. You see it with China, the Brazilians, the Argentinians, France, any or all of them. And so at the end of the day, it's damned if you do and damned if you don't. I think that putting these people on notice when it comes to tariffs and trade is a fabulous thing to do. but he has to understand that it may cost him the election because the rural economy depends on having the sale of a lot of the goods and services that we have from agriculture to other countries. Because we grow more than we consume ourselves, and that's how we became the breadbasket. You don't stay there, and, you know, you've built an economy, and now the economy of agriculture is falling apart, literally. I posted something on my own personal Facebook page yesterday that I would hope people would look at. It's facebook.com/Doug Steffen. It's the best, it's the absolute best overview that I have seen, a news report of what's going on the family farm, especially the dairy farms. If you haven't seen it, take a look
at it. You
know
what I've also noticed as I, you know, kind of poke around in multiple sources, a lot of online news sources that aren't, you know, mainstream names, Newsy and, and Buzz 60 and things like that, they've actually been doing independent pieces on family farmers lately,
yeah.
And they're really thoughtful, and they're, yeah. And they're interviewing farmers. They're going to all these different states saying what's going on, like what is it like, what's life like right now for you
economic
and your family.
Anxiety to the
It's unfortunate that it's not getting, like, nightly news coverage, but smaller independent journalists are actually doing, they're doing what they're supposed to be doing, and they're doing
yeah.
investigations.
Yep.
And they're actually really well done.
And I do really think you're right about the fact that Trump doesn't really know what's going on at all. He thinks that he's helping, or the government is helping farmers, when in fact guys on Wall Street live on Park Avenue in New York getting checks for $250,000. Not just one. Everybody in the family gets a check for $250,000 down on Ocean Avenue in Palm Beach.
Well, the golf course thing, too. It's like, how do you even pretend that that's a farm?
Yeah, right. It is just disgusting. And a way of life is going, not only the way of life, but our ability to protect ourselves with good food is evaporating. I've never seen it. This is happening so rapidly. The change in agricultural impact is happening so rapidly, I don't think people are getting it. And it's going to be a while maybe before they wake up to it.
Maybe. I think it would be really interesting as the campaign, you know, kicks up. Because, you know, Trump is kind of known for his rallies at this point. And, you know, and he sort of just reiterates things like, I saved the farmers. And he puts things in very simple sentences. I would be very interested to see what the farmer reaction is if he goes really deep into farm country. And just to see what that reaction would be
for
family farmers.
Well, and the farm states, he's still winning. So if you look at it, maybe things will change. But, like, you know, we focus so much on national polls and we drill down and go, oh, national polls, this must be the thing. But if you look at states like Wisconsin, that's where my family has a dairy farm and they farm soybeans. When you go into those states, he's still winning, and he's winning against every Democrat opponent. So, maybe it'll catch on, maybe it won't. I think it's going to depend on who the other person is and whether they're going to be ready to fix the problem or not.
All right, today is National Disability Day. Speaking of fixing problems, a day to help everybody become more compassionate, understanding of the challenges faced by people who have physical and mental disabilities. The day doesn't discriminate between those two. Spirit of the day is to ensure that all people in the world have equal opportunity for work and play and health and success. So maybe today we ought to remember and acknowledge that people with disabilities are contributing valued members of society. Today is all about appreciating them. And I think that's something that is, it really is important to understand what it is that these people bring to the, you know, to the surface. We've become a very discriminatory versus discriminating country, I think, in lots of ways. We pay lip service to some of these things and people who are in need. But it is our job, I believe. I don't believe in helping people who can help themselves. People who can't help themselves, it is our obligation to be helping them. And that goes for mental and physical disabilities and any way you can apply it, frankly. That's in my wheelhouse, anyway. I went to a lunch. We have a kind of a cute little lunch spot here in Framingham. And I stopped there yesterday because I was running around and I wanted to get a bowl of soup. And I went in and the line, it was, you know, a fairly long line. It was a lady, two or three people in front of me waiting for lunch. And the person in front of her paid for their lunch. You know, it's what is it?
Oh, pay it forward.
Pay it forward. Yeah.
Nice.
Right. Yeah.
This is the season, right? Normally.
Yeah.
Although
right.
I've been to the drive-thru at Dunkin' Donuts a lot lately. No one's bought
nobody's
my paid breakfast.
For you, no.
So I've never been a recipient either.
No. Okay. All right. So that's the, I think that's just a spiritual thing as much as anything else. Quick sports notes. Do we have any quick sports notes? Where I ask only because I looked around to try to find something and I can't find anything that holds any water with me. That is, whatever there's attention on Brady or the Patriots or whatever it is. And I don't know enough about basketball. But I do think it's fun, if nothing else, to say that we don't know anything about it. You'll love to. I don't know anything about football. I don't know anything about college football. I guess I can be an expert because I sat through an Ohio State game this year.
You are an expert, yes.
I'm an expert when it comes to that. They're number one, right? And who else is in the...
I think they're number one because Auburn kicked Alabama out of contention for the playoffs, I think.
So who won the Ohio State-Penn State game?
No, War Eagle. Go ahead. What? Oh, sorry.
Penn State Ohio State game?
Ohio State did, but that was Ohio. Like 2 weeks ago.
I know.
It was, yeah, that was a while ago.
Okay, so there's your sports update.
Here's
Denver,
our 2 week ago report on sports. Hey, we could really corner the market on that.
Yes, we could. Yep, absolutely.
You want to know what happened 2 weeks ago? We're your show.
We're the program for you. All right, so what else do we have, Jennifer? TV. Let's get some TV news here. What do we have tonight?
TV
More
news.
More holiday stuff.
We're ready to go. All right, so tonight, if you're ready for Rockefeller Center, well then, lock and load, because NBC's Christmas in Rockefeller Center just got a little funnier. Kenan Thompson, A.D. Bryant, Michael Chee, and Colin Jost will join the tree lighting ceremony in New York City. Also, there'll be some performances by the cast of Broadway's hit musical Mean Girls from SNL's Tina Fey, and they'll perform prior to the ceremony taking place on Wednesday, December 4th. Of course, it's still hosted by Savannah Guthrie. And Hoda, Al Roker will be there, and the Rockettes. There'll be performances by John Legend, Idina Menzel, Gwen Stefani. It'll be a lot of fun, so check it out. That's on NBC, the lighting of the Rockefeller Christmas tree. Also, miniseries premiere on Fox called The Moody's, and this is like a dark comedy. They say move over the Griswolds. This is a family from Chicago determined to have the perfect Christmas, and they're about to fail spectacularly. The Moody's airs on Fox tonight at 9. Also on Discovery, the series premiere of Man vs. Bear, Grizzly Bears, that is, in a Utah sanctuary. That can't go well. That's on Discovery at 9. And the season premiere of The Vikings. It's back on History tonight at 9 o'clock as well.
Help yourself this holiday season to staying healthy the right way by using Calitrin. I've suggested this is a great time for you to get on the defensive. Or is it offensive? I never... What's just the... You're on the offensive if you're taking steps to be better off, right? The defensive is after you've gone too far. Okay, so we're on the offensive here when it comes to having a weight problem. How about you don't have a weight problem? How about you get on the Calitrin diet right now? It's not a crash diet, no drugs in it, no stimulants. It's just a way to restore your the body's presence, if you will, using collagen, the protein that we have in our body more than anything else. Promotes healthy lean muscle, kicks out the fat. You use it. There's a 6 month special right now. Go to calitrin.com. You get a six month supply for the cost of three. So three and three. Buy one, get one free. Buy three, get three free. Success losing weight and keeping it off. Calitrin.com. Use the code DJV.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, manufacturing space, retail space, or more. Call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
As the clock ticks away, tick-tock, tech-talk time, 53 after the hour on the DJV program with Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen doing an overview. I'm doing the intro, and she does the explanation, if you know what I mean.
You're doing the names, tick-tock, tech-talk?
Tick-tock, tech-talk. I like that.
I have not heard that before.
There you go.
All right.
Yesterday we talked about that FBI smart TV warning. Can you give us some more details about that, please?
Yeah, this came up earlier this week. I think on Monday this actually popped up for the first time. And to be honest, it got kind of a mixed reaction. The FBI was warning against smart TVs. They did it in a really clunky way. It made everybody, half the people ignored it, and the other half were ready to throw their TVs out. So Here's what the real deal is. They've kind of issued a bit of an update with more information that's very, very valuable. So the FBI is warning against, quote-unquote, smart TVs. Now, these are TVs that have internet streaming that's directly connected. What they're really concerned with more than that are TVs that have facial recognition capabilities. This is the absolute next-gen smart TV. This is the latest of the latest. If you have facial recognition, a lot of people are still a little even unnerved by facial recognition on their cell phones, but there are some TVs that now have that capability. If you do have it on your TV, it might be easy and convenient to use, but I would actually agree with the FBI on this and disable it. It's not secure. There's no security to back it up. It's not like using your iPhone where it maps your face and it's, you know, securely stored in the cloud. It's totally different with the smart TVs. That's really what the FBI was saying. They said, here's the new update. At the low end of the risk spectrum, If someone hacks into your TV, they can change the channels, they can mess with the volume, they can show your kids inappropriate videos. Now, in the worst case scenario, they can turn on your bedroom TV's camera and microphone and silently film you and cyberstalk you. So that's where you really want to be careful. You want to make sure that you have all of your security updates done. And if you don't know, and this is what I always say to my parents, because I'm the tech person for them, if you don't know if your software or your TV is up to date, just ask someone who's familiar with it. Get your kids, get your grandkids over. They can go through the menu really quickly and find where the settings are for security, and they can do an update. If you keep your TV, your smart TV, up to date, you're going to be fine. And all the apps that you use, as long as they're up to date, there are security things that are built into all of that, you're going to be fine. Now, if you do have a camera on your smart TV, which is something that is becoming more and more popular as far as gaming goes. So if you do have a camera, the easiest way to make sure no one can spy on you, put a little piece of electrical tape over it. If it's black, if you want to have it blend in, put some duct tape, any kind of tape that covers up that camera. And honestly, that's probably all you really need to do. If you want to go into the settings and disable the microphone so no one can actually spy on you or hear you, that's also a good thing to do. But other than that, don't freak out and don't get rid of your smart TV.
All right. Speaking of mics, the company Shure that makes a lot of microphones that I use here on this program has a new plug-in mic for iPhones, so you can get some great recordings.
The Geek Out.
Smartphones have proven to be the ultimate portable media device. Easy for taking notes, capable of top-class photography and video, but the microphones remain somewhat limited. Audio manufacturer Shure looks to resolve this with a new microphone that plugs directly into iPhones, providing high-quality recordings for music, performances, or interviews. The MV88 plugs directly into the lightning port of an iPhone, giving it a mic generally found only in dedicated portable audio devices. It arrives with an app that provides control over a host of settings. Podcasters, musicians, and journalists may find the Shure MV88 plug-in condenser mic for iPhone a huge win. It sells for about $190, and we've posted the link to it on Twitter at the Geek Out.
Toyota.
All right, here's another one for you, Victoria. These cell phone detection cameras that are being used in Australia. Are we going to see them here pretty soon?
Absolutely, I would bet on it. So what happened is earlier this week, the Australian state of New South Wales rolled out high-definition detection cameras, and it's designed to catch drivers using their cell phones illegally when they're behind the wheel. They said that this is a world's first technology. It will target illegal cell phone use through fixed and mobile trailer-mounted cameras. The cameras will use artificial intelligence to review the images and then detect if illegal use of cell phones was going on. It's about 45 cameras that they have so far, and then you'll get a ticket, hefty fines, $300 or more, $450 if you're in a school zone, penalties on your license. It's a big deal. They said more than 100,000 drivers last year in the state of New South Wales were driving illegally using a phone behind the wheel. They say that it's caused 30% of road fatalities, and this is, of course, very similar, I'm sure, to the stats we have here in the States, and I would absolutely say in the next couple of years, we'll probably have these cameras here, too.
Great. All right, thanks for the update, Victoria. It's 59 past the hour.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.